Many of us now know more about catfishing than we did before. The online scam in which people pose as someone else is said to be at the heart of the perplexing story about Notre Dame All-American linebacker Manti Te'o, who led his team to victory after victory while the two most important women in his life, his grandmother and his girlfriend, were said to be gravely ill. The grandmother did die in Hawaii on September 11th at the age of 72. The girlfriend reportedly died at age 22 of leukemia on that same day. Te'o dedicated Notre Dame's victory over Michigan to them. But by now, you've no doubt heard the girlfriend did not exist. Te'o was pranked, catfished online, he says. Emily Benjamin covers sports for the Boston Globe. She's been following this extraordinary story. Notre Dame's athletic director, Jack Swarbrick, broke up when he held his extraordinary press conference and revealed this. But the school knew, it seems, for quite some time that this was a hoax before they reported it.
That's correct. Jack Swarbrick said last night that that they had known since December 26th and that Te'o and his family had planned to make this public maybe next week. But Deadspin reported it, and they've had to sort of deal with the fallout in the last 24 hours, and certainly going forward. There's going to be a lot more that we hear about this story.
Well, you also met and spoke with Te'o, as many reporters did, back in November before a game with Boston College. You asked him about his relationship with his, at this point, it would have been his late girlfriend. Of course, we now know she was fictional. And he talked to you about her, even though at this point, he knows it's not true. So what did he say to you?
It's sort of crazy to think about. I talked to both Manti and his father, Brian, about the girlfriend, about Lene Kukua, and they were both very genuine, very sincere. Brian Te'o, his father, talked about how he thought this was going to be potentially his daughter-in-law. And it's very strange to look at in retrospect, and we're still wondering, you know, how much did Manti Te'o know? Was he in on this? Was he not? Notre Dame came out very clearly and said that he was duped, that this was a hoax, that he was not part of it. But there's still things that don't quite add up.
Well, he says he's very embarrassed about it. It was an online relationship right there, people wondering why he didn't go any further. Deadspin.com is the website that broke the story. They got a tip from someone. They started to look. They didn't find any obituaries for her. Do you think, people are wondering about the sports press. Do you think it was the job of the sports press to maybe look sooner and try to find this girl who was supposed to be such a part of the life of this rising superstar?
It's a difficult question. You know, there are some places in which you have to trust your sources. I had two different people talk about this woman, and at this point, you know, she's passed away, so, you know, it's not possible for me to go find her. You know, I'm not going out to look to speak to her at this point, but it is difficult, and perhaps this is something that will make us a little bit more wary about stories like this.
Well, the hoax is reportedly the brainchild of a high school classmate of Te'o's back in Hawaii. A Deadspin said they talked to a friend of that classmate who said he's 80% sure Te'o was in on it. Others are saying, you know, there's speculation maybe he was hoaxed for half of it, and then when he realized and was embarrassed that this friend had set up this false girlfriend, you know, gotten some girl to call him and to go online with him, and that it wasn't true, that he was so embarrassed about it that he maybe created the death to sort of get rid of the story, all sorts of speculation. But how does this affect, you know, he's a potential first-round pick for the NFL draft, a Heisman Trophy candidate. How does this affect all of this?
You know, I think part of that is going to depend on what comes out in the coming days and weeks. You know, I think we need to sort of see, you know, what he's going to say, because we haven't really, Te'o released a statement, but he hasn't said much. So I think we need to see, was he duped, was it a hoax, or was he in on it? Because his draft stock could really fall.
Yeah. Emily Benjamin, sports reporter for the Boston Globe, one of many taken in as well by what appears to be a hoax. We're going to follow it and find out more. But it's just kind of sad to see a young person go through this. Another cautionary tale maybe about the Internet. Emily, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
Back after the break.